through the desert, tired and in despair. I was thirsting for the answers, then you met me there. In the valley of shadows, your hand reaching to me, here I am, there you are. Lift me up, 'cause it feels like I'm falling apart. Here I am, there you are. Help me mend the pieces of my broken heart, and I surrender to you. Here I am. I was trying to climb a mountain, but I couldn't see the top. Every painful step I tried to take made me want to stop. I'm so afraid I might stumble, but I know you won't let me fall. Here I am, there you are. Lift me up, 'cause it feels like I'm falling apart. Here I am, there you are. Help me mend the pieces of my broken heart, and I surrender to you. Here I am. As I gaze upon your face, I am saved by your grace, and I will never be the same. Here I am.
We're gonna rise up with the sun in the morning. We're gonna start each brand new day with a prayer. Because without the love and kindness of our Lord and our Savior, we sons of liberty can't get anywhere. We're gonna do the work our Lord puts before us. There's a job that surely needs to get done. The job of waking up the nation to the new world order, which is trying to put us under their thumb. We ain't gonna wait around any longer. We ain't gonna hesitate anymore. Now that we've opened up our eyes and analyzed the situation, we realize that we're in a war. And it's a struggle for the life of our nation, for the survival of our sovereignty. And it's a battle for the heart and mind and soul of the people, for our freedom and our liberty. And so we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. We ain't gonna train to be no UN soldier. And we ain't gonna give the enemy no more aid nor quarter. 'Cause we ain't gonna fight for the new world order.
Can't break us.
Say adios.
Oh,
Boutros. Surrender my nation to your global plantation? Well, I don't think so. We're gonna fire off some letters to Congress. We're gonna flood them with our faxes and phone calls. We're gonna tell them we the people won't put up with their treason and with their stealing and their stalling and stone walls. And if they keep forgetting just who the boss is, we might as well not pay them any more taxes. If we the people ever finally get our whole act together, we could have the global bankers for breakfast. Because we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. And we ain't gonna train. UN soldiers, and we ain't gonna give the enemy no more aid nor quarter, 'cause we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. No, 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 no way.
No way.
Jose.
Jose.
Now they can't make us.
Can't
they can't break us.
Can't break
say
us.
Goodbye and so long,
so long
to the new boy Kofi Annan. Trade away our system for global communism?
We don't think so!
We're gonna agitate some radio stations. We're gonna try to get them playing our songs. And if they flat refuse to play patriotic music, then we'll know whose side they're really on. And when we take it to the streets of our cities, we'll force the media to cover our action. And when we vote, we're gonna dominate the coming elections, make the Rockefellers wonder what happened. And we said we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. And we ain't gonna train to be no UN soldier. And we ain't gonna give the enemy no more aid nor quarter. 'Cause we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. God bless the Republic. Through faith we cannot fail.
Death to the new world order.
We shall prevail. Sunday soldier from an underground militia. to date your little sister. I'm the resistor. Now you can spin your little stories till nobody will believe you anymore. And you can plot your deadly schemes and say it isn't what it means, but let me tell you what it means. This means war.
Across the North Atlantic, on a strange and distant shore, a vast and fertile land rose from the sea. A land of milk and honey for the pilgrim and the poor. A land where brave souls wandered to breathe free. And here his people gathered, who were called by his son's name. And here they carved a place in history. Through wars and bloody sacrifice, their new promised land became the shining lamp of liberty. This is my promised land. Conceived with a love for liberty, God's gift to you and me. This is my promised land, delivered by God's own hand. Born in blood, this name was this land of liberty. Throughout the changing ages, there shall never be a land as glorious as my America. And heavenly like kingdom, governed by the Father's hand, where angels sing his praise, hallelujah. But sin has always changed the course of nations in the past. Now sin, it seems, restrains our destiny. Our liberties are waning and our dreams are fading fast. Lord, it's not the land it used to be, but it's still my promised land. It is still my promised land, conceived with a love for liberty, God's gift. Makes his home in heaven and inside his people's hearts. And here on earth he's made this country mine. Dear God, return your blessings on this promised land of ours. Dear God, I pray until the end of time. For nations have conspired and combined their minds and might to join as one and steal our sovereignty. But because our Lord and Savior shed His blood and gave His life, they won't ever take our liberty. For this is my promised land. I said it is my promised land. Conceived with a love for liberty, God's gift to you and me. This is my promised land. Deliver us, Lord, once again. Born in blood, this nation was, this land of liberty.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 16th day of March, year 2022. I'm Pastor Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting and broadcast for the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for this broadcast will be music, which you just heard, and solutions. And before we get into the topic, we dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambeth. We can't take calls on this platform. We do apologize for that. But we do gain some things, and we lose a few things with the new platform, obviously. The greatest benefit, I should say, to the new platform is the fact that we can now play music, which I believe the Father had a hand in losing my account with the free conference call and having me go find this platform, because I think the music's what we need. We've had a lot of preaching and a lot of talking about what's wrong in this world. It's time to lift each other up. It's time to focus on the positive. The enemy wants us to stay in the negative vibrations of fear, chaos, anxiety. So obviously, if we're going to do battle with this beast, we need to do just the opposite. And that's part of what we want to talk about tonight with the solutions. Now, some folks are going to download this broadcast later on. They've contacted me. And so they have programs like Audacity, which I use. Audacity is open source, meaning it's free. But it's a great tool to edit or, for instance, here, take a program like this, and you can slice out a song or a bit of the program. You can take a piece of that out, make it a separate file all by itself. So that's one way you can, if you like the music, you could go ahead and like cut all five songs out and make it a little tract of your own. Again, that's too techie for some folks, but it's actually not that hard, especially if somebody shows you how to do it. So again, we're going to have music at the beginning and the end. I'm probably going to expand it. I said 15 minutes. I'm probably going to do 20. And then do 20 at the end of the program too, because the music is uplifting stuff. This is all music from people I know for the most part. There's a few in here that I don't know the person per se, but the type of music is going to be very similar. For instance, the first five songs tonight were Daryl Barr, who's a friend of a friend up there in Canada, a phenomenal entertainer and songwriter. He sounds a lot like Johnny Cash, really. He had the first song, Here I Am. And then Carl Klang had the next two songs, We Ain't Gonna Fight for the New World Order and I'm the Resistor, which I'm the Resistor is one of my favorites. Then we had Krista Branch with her song, Remember Who We Are. That's another one of my favorites. And then Carl Klang once again with My Promised Land. Some of the other artists that I have here is Cliff James, another good friend of mine that I met many years ago while up at gatherings in Michigan. He's up in Canada. I do have one of the songs by Harvest that we'll put in the playlist, and it'll get picked once in a while. Kurt Eager is a friend of mine. I can't remember if it's Tennessee or Kentucky, one of those two. And then the other artist that we have right now is Jonathan David Brown. Now, both Carl Klang and Jonathan David Brown have passed over way too early, both of them in their 60s, much like my sister. Warriors for our cause, great people, taken from us way too soon. And that's one reason I wanted to talk about solutions tonight. I do want to remind you also that I don't see the texting, whether it's the blog or the chat, on the website where you're listening right now. I don't monitor that, okay? So if you need to get a message to me, use the email, which is BYD, Bravo Yankee Delta, which stands for By Yahweh's Design. So BYD, Pastor Dan, all of that is together at yahoo.com. You send it, and I should see that fairly quick. Or if you're part of what I call my inner circle of friends and co-workers, you have my phone. You can text me any kind of a message. Again, I may not catch it immediately, but I'll try to catch it fairly quick. And Ella's using that right now. She's got Genesis 31:27. Let me see what that is here real quick. I'm not real good at memorizing. Never tried to memorize scripture. There's some that I have memorized, obviously, but I don't particularly like doing that because Messiah didn't do that. Messiah always said, it is written, okay? And besides, the scriptures up until recent times anyway, were always in a continuous writing, much like a novel. They didn't break it up into chapters and verses like we do today. Genesis 31:27, 27. Why did you flee secretly and deceive me and did not tell me that I might have sent you away with mirth and with songs, with tambourine and with harp? Amen. Music is part of our culture. It's in our blood. There's a certain energy about music, much as when Messiah taught. There was an energy, there was a fire in his eyes, but there were many times people were not close enough to see that fire, but they could hear it in his voice, okay? We are vibration, energy, and frequency, and so are the words that we speak, and that's why there's so much importance in Scripture to the spoken word, okay? So that's another reason why I'm very happy that we can now put out the music, because these artists, and there's a few more artists I'm going to add here over the next couple weeks, these artists have done phenomenal work, and I was privileged to know some of these people personally. Phenomenal individuals, very talented, and they use their talents in a positive way to both uplift our people, but also to teach, as Carl Klang and Kathy and Krista and Kurt and Jonathan David and Daryl and Cliff James up in Canada, they all put lyrics to this beautiful music to teach, to admonish, unlike the music industry run by our Antichrist friends with the little hats, yeah, they're Jews, they seem to relish in putting demonic and sick and perverse things in lyrics and in music. Much like the halftime show, now that the Jews completely dominate what happens at halftime for the Super Bowl, it has become a complete travesty. So as many other venues, whether it's in sports or Hollywood or other forms of entertainment, everything they touch, they debase, okay? That's why they're called the adversaries. That's why Christ said, you're of your father the devil. Diablos, adversary, always an adversary to what's good, right, and pure. And so, again, that's one of the reasons that we want solutions. It came to my mind today because so many people are saying, you know, well, what do we do? And they're getting exasperated because we have so many things going wrong. And it appears that nothing is being done to fix it. That's the appearance. Well, that's what the enemy wants you to think. You got to remember, we talked about this over 20 years ago when we first started By Yahweh's Design, that the media's job is to create chaos and fear. And in the past 22 years that we've been broadcasting, it has gotten worse by the year. Now, Carl, that last song, My Promised Land, he wrote that song back in 2005, about the time that he was staying with me at my home in Michigan. So I can't remember now. I remember he used to practice some of the new songs he was writing. When I'd get home from work, he'd have his guitar out and be practicing. And I don't remember if that was one of them, but I do know that his one song, We Praise Yahweh, which is also one of my all-time favorites, he sang that at a gathering in Illinois back then, around 2005, and that was the first time any of us had heard it. He had just created it, and it was not on CD yet. So, you know, Father has led me down many paths, and I've been honored to know some of the very great names within our faith and our race. And this war isn't over yet, not by a long shot. As long as we're here and we still breathe, this war isn't over. And we need to remember that, all right? As Krista says in her song, Krista Branch, remember who we are. That's why I chose that one for the playlist. Remember who we are. I think a lot of our people have forgotten. Now, the communists, like Trotsky, Lenin, all Zionist communists, they were constantly saying that all you got to do is separate a people from their culture or their heritage, and they can be easily persuaded. And that's exactly what the public school system, the mainstream churches that have been completely compromised and taken over, that's what they've been doing to us, okay? Separating us from our ties to our ancestors racially, separating us from our ties to our ancestors as far as culture and music, etc. They're pumping all kinds of perversion and things to titillate and to distract us, constantly pumping that at us with the idea that they can get us to forget who we are. And we need to stop doing that. I haven't found a copy of this book yet. Right now, I do know it's available. I believe it's on Amazon and also at another website that I sent out by email. But Circumcision, The Hidden Trauma, by a gentleman by the name of Goldman, who's got a PhD. But I have not got the copy of that book yet, but I read some of the excerpts and the write-ups of people as what they had to say about it. It looks like it's a very excellent reference book, as well as Janice Barcelo, who we know personally here on this program. She also has written material and done presentations on the trauma and the barbarity known as circumcision, the way it's done today. Now, is there a word circumcision in the Bible? Yes, there is, in the English. Okay, but the practice that was done in the ancient times had nothing to do with what we're doing today. What we're doing today is complete barbarism. And if that offends somebody, well, I'm sorry, but you need to be offended. You really do. If you don't realize that what you're doing to that little baby boy, if you don't realize that that is barbaric, then shame on you, okay? Now, my parents put me and my brother through it, and we have suffered the consequences of it. Now, they may be minor, but they're there. Now that I've read the material about what it does to people as far as the trauma and psychologically and even physically. And I'm ashamed to say that I put my boys through the same thing because I didn't know any better. It was just what you do. It's sort of what the Bible talks about, the tradition of the elders, meaning the tradition of your predecessors, your ancestors. And circumcision is exactly the same thing, especially here in America. Because I've talked to a lot of our Aryan cousins in Europe and Eastern Europe. It's not practiced over there. Not like here. We're the worst. The United States is the worst. And even Canada, right next door to us, is considering outlawing this barbaric practice. Okay? And again, we don't want to take the whole show up with that. If you want more information about that, you can contact me. I'd be glad to talk to you about it or put you on to some of the websites and people that I know. But we knew, as a people, we need to stop this barbaric practice. We really do. We need to teach it to our youngsters and get educated on the subject instead of just living in the darkness and hanging on to the tradition of elders. All right? So, in the area of solutions, as the enemy is doing their best to keep us in a constant state of distraction and fear, that would be the number one thing to do to counteract what the enemy is doing to us. You say, well, what's that, Dan? We need to get rid of the fear. Okay? We need to stay prayed up. We need to stay confident in our faith. And my recommendation to people, if you find yourself in that dark area of fear, you need to go grab your scriptures, whichever version you're going to use, and do this simple little thing. Go to the book of Psalms and pick out a psalm and read it. Then go to the book of Proverbs and pick out one and read it. If you got a little random generator somewhere, use it. Or you could just take little bits of paper and put all of the Psalms on a piece of paper, on different pieces of paper, and all of the Proverbs, and put them in two different little containers and just pull one out. And keep it out until you've been through all of them, and then just throw them back in and start all over again. But just take one slip of paper out of the Proverb jar and take one slip of paper out of the Psalm jar and read those two every day. It's going to do a lot for you. When Father put me through some very dark days about 25 years ago now, that's what kept me going. The lessons of Bertrand Comparé, and I heard a preacher is doing a pretty good job, a young preacher who's coming up and teaching a lot of truths. He was talking about Bertrand Comparé, and his name is French, okay? So if you look at the way it's spelled, you think in English it's Comparet, because it's how we pronounce things that end in E-T in English. However, in French, the E-T on the end of a word is pronounced A, so it's Comparé. Bertrand Comparé, probably one of the better teachers in identity ever. I know he was instrumental and most of my reading was Wesley Swift and Bertrand Comparet, as well as Pastor Pete Peters and Earl Jones and Ted Weiland and many others. Now, do we agree on everything? No, of course not. But there was a lot of meat in their addresses that I could hang on to and learn from. So, again, Bertrand Comparet, you can go to websites now, all of his sermons there. I have a book that I ordered many years ago called Your Heritage that is a compilation of all of his lectures. One of them is The Watchman, which I'm going to talk about here in just a few minutes. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's 5 pages long, but I'm going to read a couple excerpts from it to give you an idea and a flavor for Bertrand Comparet's style of writing, but it's also pertinent for the watchman today because our people are suffering from a lack of knowledge and a lack of vision because we don't have watchmen anymore. We don't have watchmen in the style of watchmen in ancient times for our people when we were known as Israelites. And then after the Assyrian captivity, we became known as the different tribes, Scythians, Vandals, Goths, Celts, Visigoths, etc. If we had watchmen sounding the alarm, I think our people would not have fallen so deeply asleep as they have now. It is a very sad thing to see. So how do we overcome this fear being generated by this endless stream of negative information, false and lying information? Well, one thing that everybody can do, and no, it's not easy, but you can do it. Many of us did it over 20 years ago, and that's shut your goddamn television off, please. Folks, I've been begging you to do that for a long time. It's now become crucial. You have got to shut that toilet, that electronic toilet, off. There is nothing redeeming about it. And I know, I've had many of my friends say, well, Dan, I watch it to find out what they are up to. And there are a few of you who have a calling to do that. I understand that. You have enough nerve and your skin is thick enough you can tolerate that oozing, demonic, sick, perverted piece of garbage enough that you can get some intel out of there. But most of our people, including myself, I have zero tolerance for what's on television. It's disgusting. The only time I ever see anything that's being broadcast on mainstream is when I'm visiting somebody. They know I hate it, so they keep it turned off most of the time. But every now and then, they'll forget, and there'll be something on there when I come in the room or whatever, and sometimes I have to leave, whatever the case may be. But that's the only time I'm exposed to it. In those little moments is enough to tell me that it's getting sicker and sicker by the day. So literally, Talmud vision, tell-lie vision, whatever you want to call it, is the number one thing to turn off. If you want to get your sanity back, if you want to get your life back, if you want to get your joie de vivre in French, your joy of life, if you want to get that back, turn that piece of garbage off. I would also include mainstream radio, which is not much better. They're not playing edifying music. They're not telling you anything that you need to hear. It's usually just babbling about some nonsensical thing that this modern age thinks is important when it really isn't. Again, I turned mine off a long time ago. The only thing I use modern equipment like a radio, a turntable, a amplifier and speakers, etc., is to play people like Carl Klang and Cliff James and Kathy Kirk and Kurt Eager and Jonathan David Brown. I play them. Yeah, and Ella says here, ha, they will never tell you the whole truth ever. No, of course not. Their job is to keep you on your heels, out of off balance, afraid, because remember, fear, false evidence appearing real, that's what fear is, false evidence appearing real. Fear is their tool, because they know as soon as they can make you afraid, they can push you around like a shopping cart. They just get a hold of your handles and push you whatever way they want to push you. If you want your life back, in fact, there's an old saying, and I can't remember if it's attributed to somebody or not, but there's an old saying that says, everything that you've ever wanted in life is on the other side of fear. Remember that. Maybe if we have time, I'll go to my listing of quotes and see if I can find out who came up with that. But that's a perfect adage, which is a saying. Everything you've ever wanted in life is on the other side of fear. Okay? Paralyzing fear, by the way, is a sin. Allowing something to paralyze you with fear is sin because it's a demonstration that you do not have faith. Think about that. Think about that real hard. If you are afraid, then you don't have faith. You don't believe. You don't have faith. So cut out the television, cut out the radio, the mainstream ones in particular. But I would also cut out mainstream media. I have a lot of friends and family. They're addicted to Fox News. I've tried to tell them that, sorry guys, but Fox News is right up there with the rest of them. It's the same band of Zionist communists that run Fox News, that run all the rest of the media. Okay? Now, there's a few channels. Obviously, this one, they're not running. But we're small. That's why they leave us alone for the most part. They figure we're insignificant. So, we're not. But the good news is there's multiple thousands and thousands of truth tellers getting out there. Praise the Father for that. He's got an army of truth tellers out there. And they are determined to get the word out, get the truth out. Okay? I'm looking for something here real quick. Okay. All right, so let's get over our fears, and a good start is cutting out the three monsters that are the worst out there, television, radio, and the mainstream media. Another thing to do is maintain a positive attitude. That's one reason why this new platform, I'm enjoying it, because it's much easier on me. This is so much easier on me than what we were doing before. I've also got feedback from quite a few folks that the sound quality is better with this platform than it was with pre-conference calls, so hallelujah for that. I have a little easier time dealing with the platform the way it is right now as somebody trying to speak and get information out. I do miss the fact that we can take callers and that I'm not able to be messaged, but at the same time, those things all distract and take away from my concentration. So again, this is limiting, however, it's beneficial for me. Not necessarily for you, and I'm sorry for that, but it is beneficial for me. I'm enjoying this now that I've finally figured out how this all works. That took a little bit of time, but it was not pleasant for a day or two as I tried to figure out all this new software and hardware and how this all interacts and make it work. But now that it seems to be working, I am loving it because these gentlemen and ladies and their beautiful music is something I've wanted to put out at all times. And I remember when I first met Jonathan David Brown and Carl Klang at gatherings many years ago, I told them that if you make your music available to me, as long as I breathe, your words, your music will go out to reach our people. Because we need it desperately today. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that are sick, emotionally and physically sick from all of this dirt and this cesspool that we have to live in. Sick that we don't have a righteous army willing to stand up in the form of the army of Ezekiel 37 and put these monsters in the dirt where they belong. It sickens them. And many are starting to lose hope because this seems to be taking so long. This is what lifting each other up is all about. And that's why it is an honor for me, for my two brothers that have passed over, Jonathan and Carl, to be able to use this technology to allow you and myself to hear their words again. Because they made that much of an impression on me many years ago, and my boys that were with me at the time. And all through the years, whenever I played their music, it was always very well received. And it doesn't mean that every song they made you're going to have as a favorite. Of course not. But these two men, their hearts were in the right place. And again, they were taken from us way too early, way too early. So all on our checklist of what to do to have a solution to what they're trying to do to us is maintain a positive attitude, okay? And you and I as a team can work through any obstacle the enemy gives us. If you and I as a group, if we want to survive, if we want to be overcomers, if we want to take this evil, wicked beast system and drive it right into the ground, we can do it. We just have to work together and not worry about what they're up to. Okay? We don't need to worry about what they're up to. Let them do whatever they're doing. Let's focus on us. Let's do what we were put here to do. Or as Buckminster Fuller would say, you don't change the world by fighting the existing system. You change it by building a better model that makes the old model obsolete. That's our job. Build a better model, a better world within our abilities. Because right now, where do the people have the opportunity to go somewhere to get away from Babylon? Where? Where is it? Somebody want to tell me? Send it in to me. bydpastordan@yahoo.com. Send it to me. Where? Where do our people have the ability to come out of this beast system and go with like-minded people and live according to the laws of our Father rather than the laws of these sick, demented perverts that we have calling themselves government and bureaucracies and corporations, all of which are communist and evil. They're all evil. I told you that many times over the years. Centralization, which is what we've got, centralized, huge central government, huge central banking, huge central control of the media, huge central control over medicine, huge central control over education, and now control even over the ministries through 501c3 IRS corporations. Okay? All of that centralization is a tool of the wicked one. Nothing good comes from centralization. Nothing. You look at the books of Moses and how the Israelites had a delegating of authority and where government was. Government was at the local level, exactly as the libertarians are talking about. All government should be local, almost all of it. You're talking at the township level or no more than the county level. That's where most of your government should come from, not outside of the county. That's why the sheriff, the elected sheriff, is the most powerful elected official in America. In America. Because he protects the people of his county. That goes back to antiquity. You might even say it goes back to biblically. Captains of 10, captains of 50, captains of 100. It's the same idea. There is to be a lesser magistrate that can stand up to the tyrant. If the sheriff fails in his duty, then the lesser magistrate might be a county commissioner. It might be the leader of the local militia. It might be a preacher in the county. There's a very good book written about that, about the power of the lesser magistrate. I don't remember the exact name of it right now, but I can find it very quickly. The point of it is we have solutions, but do we have people willing to stand up and do something? As the Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Do we have these people anymore? Sometimes you have to wonder, don't you? So we lift ourselves up and we get a better attitude and we stay in the positive zone by cutting out those other things, keeping the positive attitude, read Psalms and Proverbs, and network and fellowship with one another. We're doing that here tonight in a way. We're not face-to-face, obviously, but the spoken word carries power within the meaning of the words, but also the tones and the vibration and the energy within those words, much as Messiah, when he spoke. There was great authority and power in his words. He didn't need presentations. He didn't need a slide projector. He didn't need a screen with a PDF file to do slides and do a present. He didn't need any of that. He didn't even carry anything, any scrolls with him. He spoke the Father's wishes, the will of the Father, by just speaking the words and saying, it is written. If you want to go check the prophets, I'll go ahead and read them, but I'm telling you the truth. The Spirit testifies to the truth. Your spirit should resonate when you hear truth. And people need to start seeking truth. We've talked about the scripture where it says that I will send a strong delusion on them in the latter days because they no longer love the truth. So what's the corollary of that? Okay? If we're under a strong delusion and we want this evil to be done away with, well, it's not going to happen until the delusion's taken away so that our people can wake up. So if he put the strong delusion on us because of our sin, which is not caring about truth, then the answer, obviously, is for you and I to be concerned with what's true, whether you like it or not. You see, that's the problem with our people. Our people, typically, they're... I want to hear the truth, Dan, but, you know, I don't want to hear it all. Just tell me the ones that are pleasing to me. I don't want to hear those other truths. I don't want to hear about how I should exercise, or I don't want to hear about the food laws because I like to eat pork and bacon and shark and lobster. And I can't give those up, Dan. Okay. Sucks to be you, but if that's the way you feel about it, just don't come asking for my help or my money when your joints and your body starts falling apart. because I made a conscious decision decades ago to live according to his food laws. So I gave all that stuff up willingly, and I have never looked back. And I can honestly say, I don't miss any of it. I don't have any craving to eat any of the unclean foods, none of them. And I found as I obeyed the Father and my health got better, so did my taste buds. I stopped over-salting and putting all the condiments on everything and eating the processed foods that are full of way too much terrible salt and preservatives and artificial flavors and all that. When you come away from all that, all of a sudden your natural senses and your taste buds come back. And all of a sudden, regular food starts tasting a whole lot better, especially if you get real food and not the stuff out of the supermarket. You go out into a grove or a person's garden that's growing things organically, and you get that big, ripe Jersey tomato out of there, and oh my God, the flavor is unbelievable. You go into the hen house and you take a couple of those open-range chicken eggs that are nice and brown in there, and they got a little bit of dust on them and some feathers maybe, and you got to knock that off. You take them in there, and the rooster's been with the hens, and you crack those eggs into a skillet, and you can see immediately how darker and richer that egg yolk and egg white are. And the flavor is to die for. I've lived that, folks. This isn't secondhand testimony. This isn't something I read in a novel or a book. I've lived it. I lived on an organic farm. I lived in a house that was falling apart. Literally, you could see the outside where the floor and the sidewall separated. Me and the wife and my children lived in an old, dilapidated house because we wanted to be on the land that bad. And the house was in that bad of shape. But we didn't care. We were together, and we lived off the beaten track. And we had completely organic meat and eggs and vegetables. And we could see and taste the results. It's amazing. Another way to fight our enemy and to overcome what he's trying to do to us is a little bit like along the lines of what I was just talking about. Get your health back, folks. The enemy loves to keep you sick. The medical mafia today is more concerned about keeping you coming back than they are to make you well so that you can go home and not have to come back again. You see, everything's about making money in America today. In fact, the world, not just America. Everything's about making money. We equate making money with happiness and success. Is that correct? Do you think our Father in Heaven looks at things that way? I'm here to tell you, no, he doesn't either. Ella has sent in here, loving Yahweh is loving the truth. And we could go to John 14, verse 6 for that one. Salt is not your enemy. The brain needs it. Moderation. Dementia can be caused by too little salt in the diet. Exactly right. However, we need to add a little bit of information to there. The white salt that you buy down at the store is not a good salt. I'm sorry, but it's not. It's bleached. A lot of it is chemical. You need to get good Celtic salt or Himalayan salt if you're going to salt and you want the good benefits from salt. The other salt is a poison, much like white sugar is a poison. If you're going to eat sugar, go get organic cane sugar. Or use organic stevia as a substitute. Stevia is a marvelous plant, and it is extremely powerful. It takes very little stevia to sweeten a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Just a tiny bit, and you'll get that sweetness taste with little damage to you. Whereas sugar is a poison. Okay, processed sugar, processed salt, processed flour, all of them are poisons. So that is, see, you have to be armed with all the information. So when I was putting down salt, I was talking about the table salt, the processed salt. That is what's bad for you. Real salt, I drink salt water every day. Now, the people out here will tell you if you drink salt water, you'll die, don't they? Well, I've been drinking salt water for a long time, and I'm still here. Now, do I drink it all day long? No. But I have a glass or two of high concentration Himalayan salt in my water. It is salt water. To get the 57 essential minerals into my body. And yes, you do have to acquire a taste for it. But it's not that hard to do, especially when you know it's so good for you. You just keep doing it, and you start out with a low concentration, and you work your way up to a higher concentration as you get used to it. These things are not hard to do, folks. It just takes you determining that you're going to do it. And Ella, our nurse, retired nurse, says that doctors put seniors on low-sodium diets, which kill the brain and cause Alzheimer's. Well, again, what we're finding out is the medical mafia is not here, not our friend. And I have relatives and friends that are in the medical profession, sad to say, and they don't like it. They've told me that. They're ashamed. In fact, my niece told me recently she stopped telling people that she works, even though she's got a high-level job. She stopped telling people that she knows and meets that she works in the medical profession. She's that ashamed. My daughter is a senior supervising nurse in a 3-campus hospital, and she is ashamed of it as well. Okay? And they're not the only ones to tell me these things. But here again, if we know that things are being done that are wrong, and we don't do anything about it, isn't that counted as sin? Just asking. Not trying to put anybody down. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. However, you got to ask yourself, if you know something is wrong and you do nothing to fix it, and that's going to go along with the Watchman story that we're going to talk about here in a minute, if you don't do anything about it, do you think Father will hold you blameless? Okay? Think about that now. Do you think you're going to be held blameless? I know the answer to that. I'm just asking if you know the answer to it. Because you're going to stand in front of them all by yourself. I won't be there, and nobody listening will be there. So we need to get our health back in spite of what this system is trying to do to us, and you do that by educating yourself. And if you don't know, ask somebody that has trained in that area or does have that information. That's how all of us learned. We didn't come out of our mother's womb with all this knowledge. We had to learn it. And you learn by seeking that information out or talking to people that have been down that rabbit hole and found out the truth. We also need to prepare. You can kind of see where things are going. You need to be prepared. Be a prepper. Okay? Any moment, they can turn the lights off, turn the internet off. There could be foreign troops in your land. I mean, you look at what's happening in the Ukraine, and the Ukraine is part of Russia. Okay? So stop listening to these bullshit artists on the major media. Ukraine is part of Russia. You need to get some history lessons and stop listening to those damn lying pieces of shit on mainstream media. But the point of it is that because of the Zionist control of Ukraine and the Russians having gotten finally to the breaking point and going in there and stopping some of their BS, it's still affecting all the Ukrainian people around it. Now, things over there are not near as bad as what you're being told. Not even close. But But the point of it is, your world can change in a day. All it takes is certain actors putting their little plans together, their little agendas, and if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, your whole world can get turned upside down. If you've made no preparations, you're going to be, again, in that fear state. Part of getting rid of that fear is knowing you've got some preparations made. You've got some supplies. You have some weaponry. Okay? Food. A way to make water. A way to generate heat if it's in a winter situation. A way to shade yourself from the sun and the elements if it's in a tropical climate. Okay? Some basic medicines and supplies. For sure, you need number three, the three top things you need at all times is shelter, water, and food. You're not going to make it very long if you don't have those three things. You've got to be able to shelter yourself out of the sun, the rain, storms, mosquitoes, whatever. You need shelter. Then you got to have water. No more than 3 days without water and you're dead. Okay, and then after that, you need food. Each person is different on how long they can go without food before they pass on. But the point is, those are the three main things that you got to think about. Then after that, you can think about all the other preps that you need to make. And if you do get material, whether it's weaponry or machinery or whatever, you need to train with it. You need to know how to pick it up in the dark. Like all my life, I've had rifles and pistols, etc., in my home. And I know where they are so that if it's pitch dark, I can find it. I know how to pick it up. I know how to load it. I know how to check it. I know how to chamber it. All in the dark. If the ammo's kept separate, I know where it is, and I can load it in the dark. In a hurry. So, again, you train how to use the stuff properly. Ella, I can't tell them what you just told me. I know it's true, but I'm not going to be able to say that on the air. a form of exercise that adults probably know what we're talking about, but it's it's cute. But it is very true. A very, very good form of exercise and stress relief when it's done properly. That's a topic for a mature audience only night. Also, to overcome what the enemy's doing to us is a mental preparation. You need to be mentally prepared. In fact, the scriptures tell us that we should be, on a daily basis, mentally prepared to sacrifice our life, if need be, for the cause of our friends, our neighbors, our family, and Christ, Messiah. Okay, so is an inconvenience too much to ask for if the scripture says that you and I should be mentally prepared to give up these lives? We can't keep them anyway. You know that, right? This life is a gift to you, and it wasn't meant for you to have it forever. It's a gift, a temporary gift that you have, and he's watching to see what you do with it. And you should be willing to give it up if needed. Now, of course, we're not supposed to give it up lightly or easily. But we are prepared, mentally prepared, that if our efforts cost us our lives, so be it. So be it. We're all going to go over there one of these days anyway. You cannot allow the fear of death to be in your life. You cannot do that, because that is the greatest tool the enemy has over you. Your fear of dying. And again, everything you've ever wanted in this world is on the other side of fear. And the greatest fear everybody has on this earth is dying. When, as my dear father said just before he passed, Dan, dying's easy. It's the living that's hard. And he said that because we had just lost my mother. And it wasn't pretty how she went, thanks to the medical mafia. She was murdered. And that took my father's wind out of his sails, and he left this world a year or so later. But I'll never forget when he told me that. Danny, dying's easy. It's the living that's hard. And a lot of our people are seeing it today with this sick, absolutely sick, demented world that we live in. All right, before I play the other songs, I want to read from Bertrand Comparé's compilation of his sermons. I don't know if they still make this available. I know you can find the contents of this online, but this is a hard copy that I got from Clifton Emmaheiser's ministry up in Fostoria, Ohio, many years ago, and it's called Your Heritage or God's Promise to Abraham. America, which is God's Promise to Abraham, is the jacket cover. But the actual title is Your Heritage, written by Bertrand Comparé and also researched by his wife, Inez Comparé, from 1997. That's when they put this together. But in the sermon entitled The Watchman, I'm going to read a few paragraphs. From the very beginning, various dangers have threatened the civilizations man has built. The peril was always potentially there, but when it would eventually strike? There would be deceptively peaceful periods, lengthening out from weeks into years. The anticipated danger seemed to come no closer until people would doubt that danger really existed. People are always far too ready to close their minds to anything which they don't want to believe, anything which upsets their peace of mind. As the years of peace are lengthened out, fewer and fewer people would admit the possibility of another war. Preparedness would slacken. The nations would become less and less able to meet the peril when it actually occurred. Even those who could see the danger still had to give their major attention to the day-by-day affairs of life. They had to appoint a few watchmen to maintain vigilance for the whole community and give warning upon the approach of imminent danger. Let me stop here. That used to be how we looked at our church fathers and the pastor in particular, but even the elders, the bishops and the elders within the church would be our watchmen. They have sorely dropped the ball in that regard today. Continuing, the watchman's task has always been a thankless one. There are treacherous fifth column elements who are really working for the defeat of the nation at the hands of its enemies. These subversive elements readily gain and hold the public's ear because they soothingly tell the people what they want to hear. Go back to sleep. No danger can come, and there is nothing you can do. The honest and patriotic citizen who sees and warns of the impending danger is hated because he disturbs the public's indolence with his warnings. First, they say that he is just foolishly imagining dangers which do not exist. Let me stop there. 30 years ago, I had people telling me that very thing. Oh, Dan, you're just paranoid. Oh, Dan, that'll never happen here. Continuing. And when this doesn't silence him, then they say that he desires the calamities which he is warning his people to avoid. Meanwhile, danger approaches faster and faster because of the public indifference and failure to take the necessary precautions. When it does strike, it is far more terrible than it would have been if the warnings had been heeded. The price of indifference is always paid in the blood of your sons, who need not have died if you had done your part. The rest of it, of course, I can send it to you if you want the text of it. And then the last paragraph, you who have followed these lessons and have heeded the warnings, you know what is coming. You have turned to Yahweh for his protection. You will have Yahweh's protection. Read Psalm 91. The watchman's task is a bitter and thankless one as a rule. When the elect hear and give heed, then it is worth the trouble. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this new platform. We thank you for the opportunity to share with our people all over this earth. We especially thank you for these great artists who have contributed their work to this effort to get out your truths, but also to lift each other up and edify each other and encourage each other. We just pray that your words will go out to the ears that are meant to hear it, and it will lift these people up and bring healing to their bodies if they're ill, bring strength if they feel weak, bring courage if they are in a state of fear, and give them good discernment, Father Yahweh, to see through the lies and deceptions, because there are many today. We ask also that you would forgive us our sins and shortcomings. Walk with us and talk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And protect us always from our enemies, Father. In Yahweh's precious name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Now we can. When life has lost its meaning, or perhaps was never found, when vessels of a fleshly kind, I find, have run aground, when sacrifice upon the altar falter for their rites, and in reshaping shards of clay a potter's hand delights. Remember with the fallen star, the opiate, the song, the quiet to the suckling child when all the world is wrong, to touch the thing that gives you wing, that lets you lift again your head above this wilted bed where sleeps this race of men.
It'll go down in history as a terrible day when those Oklahoma bombs blew the building away. 169 people died while the media lashed out and the government lied. Seems the press and the FBI, they stirred it all up when they blamed it on Iraqis and the brown pickup truck. But before they were through with their agenda that night, they were blaming anybody who might lean to the right. They blame those far-right, wild-eyed, anti-federal activists, those mean extreme right-wing domestic terrorists, those hate-filled, ill-willed, demon white supremacists. That's the enemy. But it sounds kind of strange to me. As they whipped up the witch and for a second John Doe, I heard President Clinton blasting talk radio. Seems he wants me to turn in anybody I meet who might listen to Chuck Carter as they drive down the street. Cause they're a far-right, wild-eyed, anti-federal activist, a genuine borderline neo-Nazi racialist, a Mossad jihad, Christian fundamentalist. That's the enemy.
No extreme.
Which means it could be you or me. Now there's so many questions that just won't go away, like why the ATF didn't show for work on that day. When asked by a lady why they didn't show up, they said, if I were you, ma'am, I'd keep my mouth shut. And blame those far-right, wild-eyed, anti-federal activists, those paranoid, Sigmund Freud, schizoid isolationists. We like scapegoats, Christian fundamentalists, they're the enemy. Now if you're still a member of the NRA, then you best be very careful of the words that you say. You still can call your M14 a hunting gun, but don't ever call a federal cop a jackbooted thug. If you're a far-right, wild-eyed, anti-federal activist, a mean extreme right-wing domestic terrorist, a hate-filled, ill-willed, demon white supremacist, a Mossad jihad, Christian fundamentalist, a genuine borderline neo-Nazi racialist, a brainwashed, camouflaged, crazy Christian patriot, a paranoid, Sigmund Freud, schizoid isolationist, a homophobe, xenophobe, rabid anti-Semitist.
Down Highway 64, the beatles ringing in my ear. Up ahead of my vision heat, I saw her stand there. With a flash of thumbs, she flagged me over. I said, hop on in. She tossed her Gucci bag in the back, and I took her for a spin. She had long legs and high heels, she was looking pretty fine. Rings on every finger and lips like cherry wine. With a pretty smile that rocked my world, man, I couldn't believe. Out of the bag came a cold 45, she said, give me money, please. I was tongue-tied, I was shanghaied, I thought I'd met my maker. Me like I was Clyde, she was Bonnie Parker. Well, she kissed me twice and I closed my eyes, prayed for it to last. Heaven knows what a fool
I was, all she wanted was my cash. She went, left me standing there with that one thin dime on even one red sand. I was tongue-tied, I was shanghaied, I thought I met my maker. She looked at me like I was Clyde, she was Bonnie Parker. Well, she kissed me twice, I closed my eyes, prayed for it to last. What a fool I was, all she wanted was my cash. Yeah, heaven alone, what a fool I was, all she wanted was my cash. Cash. That's all she wanted.
It's in the key of G, everyone.
That's the sweat, rain won't lift. Day won't close, and rain will froze. Now get your mind off winter time, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we sing around the night. Tomorrow's the day now the bride's gonna come. Oh Lord, we're gonna fly down in my easy chair. I don't care how many letters they send. The morning came and the morning went. Pick up your morning now, back in your tent, 'cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we sing around the high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, no, we're gonna fly down in my easy chair. And a gun that shoots, tailgates and them substitutes, and strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we sing riding the high. Tomorrow's the day, now the bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, we're gonna fly. Well, Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his king's supply was sleep. We'll climb the mountain, no matter how. cheer. We'll sing out, ooh, we sing around me out. Tomorrow's the day the bride's gonna come. Oh Lord, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair? Sing around me high. Tomorrow's the day, now my bride's gonna come. Oh Lord, are we gonna fly down in my easy chair? Down in my easy chair. Down in my easy chair, Lord, I sing. Down in my
Yeah.